Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball towards center. Northrup settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Northrup. Alvis moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Word fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler strikes out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Davalillo scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wagner moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Horton reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Horton moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler misplays the ball. That's an error on Oiler. Horton scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northrup moves to second. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Ray Oiler. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Dick McAuliffe now playing shortstop. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to third for the out. Horton moves to second. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a fly ball towards center. Davalillo catches it and throws to first to double up Cash. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson fires to first and picks off May. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alvis out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green pinch hits for Earl Wilson. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.